When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome to the family with
LA Nick,
Andy Brandt Bernard,
and Cassie Schrader.
We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Craig Muckler, our special guest from the Mesabi Range town of Virginia, Minnesota, baby. What do you think of that action? He's got a few other things going on in his life right now, though. No doubt. We'll be right back with the family.
Recently, the four Walser dealerships in Burnsville, Walser Subaru, Walser Honda, Walser Nissan, and Walser Mazda, encountered a hailstorm. Adjusters flew in from around the U.S. to handle a claim on what will be over 2,500 new and used cars. They've drastically reduced the pricing on these vehicles, and there are some wonderful bargains available. But here's the deal. I normally hate the hurry these won't last style of marketing, but in this case, it is true. It's not like they'll go into the back lot at night with hammers and make more. I also usually tell people to check them out online, but in the case of slightly damaged cars, you really do have to see them for yourselves. Stop out to Walser Mazda, Nissan, Honda, and Subaru just south of the Burnsville Mall on Buck Hill Road. If you really want to, you can tell them Tom sent you, but that sounds kind of dumb.
Michael Bryant, Brad Sean Bryant, what's the latest?
Well, basically, we're trying to represent people who have been hurt, then talk to them before they talk to an adjuster. One of the key points is to make sure you know what your rights are before you start talking to the insurance company, and they start asking you questions or they try to settle your case early and cheap.
Well, what's interesting to me is, you know, a lot of people have fear of attorneys. It makes them very uncomfortable. They get nervous about it. What should I do? I've known Michael for years and years now, and I would highly recommend you. So that should be good enough for everybody, because I don't endorse people who are dirtbags.
Well, I appreciate that. But I guess the key is people think I'll charge them if I talk to them.
Right.
So a lot of people call me up. It's like, how much is this going to cost if you call me back? Like, you want me to call you back? How much will that cost? I don't charge people. The only way I get paid is if we recover, if we get money from the other side. And there's a lot of people I talk to that I never get paid for that are just part of giving them advice to make sure they know what they can do and what their rights are.
And your record's terrific as well, we should point out.
Well, it works. It's been good.
It's been good, ladies and gentlemen.
It's been good.
And how do they contact you?
And, either through our website, which is MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com, MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com, or at 800-770-7008.
Michael Bryant, Bradshaw and Bryant. God, what was the name of that joke service that used to play this?
Oh.
That was phenomenal. A man was walking down the street with
two girls.
That was phenomenal.
They just dubbed in another.
They just dubbed in other voices. Craig Muckler, ladies and gentlemen, 1953, the Mesabi Range town of Virginia, Minnesota. He was born with a stutter and a determination to overcome it, damn it. Are people born with stutters? I didn't even know that, Craig. Is that true, Craig? They're born with stutters?
Just me.
You're only
1% of us in the freaking world, and I happen to be one of them. Just my luck.
So you were
me and Mel Tillis, right?
Oh, yeah, but if you sing, you don't have a stutter.
It's true.
As long as you talk in cadence or sing in cadence, then you don't stutter.
Yeah,
it's true.
Well, you don't stutter very much, Craig. You've been working on it, huh?
Well, I have been. In fact, it was crazy, Tom. I mean, I grew up in Virginia, Minnesota, right? And of all things, you know, my high school, my grade school, I was the 1%. No one else in the freaking place stuttered except for me. And I thought it was a curse. I mean, growing up, I was bullied. I was bullied. And I was held back in school because they thought I was freaking slow. But I just thought different from everyone. And
right.
I tell you, Tom, I was influenced by, of all people, Rock Hudson's mother used to live with us every summer at my cabin.
Really?
Yeah. And what happened was, I would watch movies, and I said, hey, I'm going to be just, you know, if I'm on the screen or producing a film, I won't stutter. And one year, I was at a Rock Hudson's house. I was 13 years old, and I told Rock, because his mother was like my grandmother, like the grandson he obviously never
sure.
had.
Yeah, right.
And he said, Craig, you won't. That stutter will not bother you at all. I said, and sure enough, I kept in touch. He was my biggest influence in my life and his mom. And years later, I would graduate with a double degree in theater arts journalism, moved to L.A. with a little bit of a stutter, but it didn't bother me. And within 10 years, I produced two of the top cult films in the world.
Yep.
And I had a talk show, and I stuttered, and it was the number one talk show on Group Duffield. And I, you know, I mean, who would have thought? And I became an influence with many people. I mean, what the hell? I had a stutter? Who gives a shit?
No, it's fine.
Who gives a whatever, right?
Shit. That's good.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not a problem.
I'm not on my show.
It's not a problem, Craig. I what I like about it is that you embrace it. If you have something, I don't care if you got, you know, your eyes are crossed, you stutter, you got, you know, 1 foot's on backwards, whatever. As long as you embrace it, people can't harm you. I think it's very smart. It's very smart to do that.
Thank you.
That's true.
I mean, it's insane. And through the years, I mean, it's funny. I have this talk show, right? Craig Mucker's Hollywood Showcase. And a producer comes up and says, Craig, you're a funny guy. You do improv. You have movies of all things, cult films, and you're kind of out there. So he talked me into having my own show. In 1985, I have Jill Sholin on my show, right? She was gorgeous, mm-hmm. Babes in Toyland, with Bo Svenson. Bo Svenson was a friend of mine. I had a number of shows, right? Mm-hmm. And he comes on and says, Craig, you know, you can't totally lose your stutter. I said, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. I spent $1 million, therapist, marbles in my mouth, needles in my face.
Right?
Are you kidding me? He says, no, because you have it under control. You have it under control, right?
Yeah, well, that's it. That's exactly what I'm talking about, Craig. You embrace it. You have it under control. You do what you do. I will tell
you. Hello, I lost you there. Tom?
Okay. Oh, anyway. He can't hear me.
Apparently, the phone's broken.
Oh, can you hear me now?
I'm back.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
My phone is stuttering.
Oh, God. And you're a smart ass, dude. Anybody tell you that? Anybody tell you you're a smart ass? Craig, one thing.
Bo Svenson said, Craig, you don't want to lose your stutter. I said, well, why? He said, because it's part of your charm. It's part of why you have an audience. Mm-hmm. So I did embrace it. And, you know, and I became kind of an influence with people with speech handicaps all over the place when I had a show. And I said, well, you know what? Maybe this is God's plan for me. You know? Yeah,
well, there you go. I will tell you one thing, Craig. You're 66 years old. You sound like you're about 24.
Oh, I thought he was like in his 20s.
You do. You sound really young.
Thank you.
That is
and,
true.
You know that. You know, I guess it kind of helps me too. I have a TV show coming on. My TV show is coming back, obviously.
Wonderful.
So I don't want to have too much Botox.
No, that would not
for
be
my
good.
Fans.
That would be good. I understand it completely.
No.
So you got bullied because you stuttered.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why? I don't see. I'm sure that it's happened to a lot of kids, but I don't understand. I need to bully you because you stutter. Makes no sense to me whatsoever.
No. I mean, and it's true. I was bullied as a kid, even into junior high. And what I did was, you know, someday I took Rock Hudson's advice. I'm going to make it against all odds. So I started a rock band when I was in ninth grade, mm-hmm. Winds of Change, and I took Mel Tillis' advice. I started singing in a band, I still stuttered, but the big difference, when I was in 10th grade, we were a popular brand. And I never asked a girl out in my life until some girl asked me out.
Oh, see how
great
that
is. She thought I was cute and sang, right? And then she said, Craig, your stutter is cute.
Well, there you go. That's
you know what I mean?
About. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Look, Craig, I will tell you, one of the greatest jokes ever written involves a guy who stutters. I can tell you the joke if you want to hear it, because it's a great joke.
Yeah, I love to.
And
sure.
It's not insulting at all. But, okay, so there's a faith healer, right? You know, these ministers, he's a faith healer. And so the faith healer's up on stage. He goes, we got a couple of young guys going to come up on stage. Come on up. Billy, come on up on stage. Billy, he's got crutches. He can't, you know, walk without crutches. So Billy comes up on stage. Timmy stutters. Timmy, come up on stage. And he introduces Timmy and Billy, and he goes, okay, both of you go behind that curtain over there. I'm going to call upon God to cure both of you. You'll be cured by the time you leave today. So go back behind the curtain. You go behind a curtain. Have you heard this joke, Craig?
No, no.
Good. Okay, so they're behind a curtain, and a guy starts calling them and beseeching, you know, this, that, and the other thing, calling upon the Lord to heal both Timmy and Billy. And he goes, Billy, you're healed now, so take that left crutch and throw it over the curtain. So all of a sudden you see one crutch come flying over the curtain. Goes, Billy, here it is. You're completely cured. The power of our prayers have cured you. Throw your other crutch over the curtain. Here comes the other crutch flying over the curtain. About a 2-second pause, and all of a sudden you hear this big thud. And then there's this silence. And then you hear, Billy fell down. It's one of the greatest jokes ever told.
Tom, I must tell you that, you know, after that joke, back in, you know, in 1983, finally, my film, which is now one of the top five cult films in the world of all things, Jackie Vernon started my movie,
Love
Microwave
him.
Massacre.
Loved him.
And it took 3 years to get it going. Now it's one of the top ever. And But like 1985, it was out. It was already like a cult film. I get a call from Jackie Vernon. He was like family to me.
Loved him.
He says, "Craig, I want you to come down to the Improv. You know the Improv, famous Bud Freeman's. It had a syndication show on it, right?
Yep, absolutely.
And so I went down. He says, "Come on down. I want to introduce you to some people." I go down at 7 o'clock in the stage area. There's only like 20 people. I go to the bar, and there is Jackie Vernon with Bud Freeman. And he introduces me to who? Robin Williams.
Oh, God.
And we're talking, and Robin Williams says, "Hey, Craig, I love your film. Jackie is my God, he's iconic."
Phenomenal.
And he says, you have a stuttering routine. I said, "Well, yeah." And then Bud Freeman himself says, "Craig, there's no one on the stage. Go up." Are you kidding me? So I go up on the stage. There's only 20 people in the audience, and who's right in front of me? But Jackie Vernon, Bud Freeman, and freaking Robin Williams. So I said, "All right." There I am. I took a shot of whiskey, had to. And I said, "Yeah, this is a nice stuttering routine. Look, I'm kind of famous because I did a couple films, but I stutter. So I'm on to tell the truth." And so they had us three contestants and these famous celebrities there. And the guy said, "Number one, what is your name, please?" "My name is Craig Muckler." "Number two, what is your name, please?" "My name is Craig Muckler." "Number three, what is your name, please?" My name is Muckler. I look down, and there is Robin Williams busting his gut laughing, you know.
Well, see?
No lie.
Because you embraced it. That's the way to handle these things. That's wonderful.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I would see Robin Williams now and then at the Improv, you know, later. So it was really fun, you know. And I used my stutter. Even Robin says, "God, Jackie said you had a stutter, Craig, but you overcame it. My God, Boy, did you. I mean, this comes from Robin Williams. Yeah. You know, to get that type of feedback from him was incredible.
I can understand that completely.
You know, if you didn't have a stutter, you'd almost sound a little bit like Robin.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. I could see that. Absolutely. So,
yeah, no.
Craig, what Crypticon Minneapolis, it's this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, is that correct?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
At the Hilton Airport.
Yeah.
Hilton, there'll be thousands of people there. In fact, believe it or not, my manager is the same manager as Jesse Ventura. So we're both going to be there. I'll be there with Jesse.
Oh, Jesse's going to be there at Crypticon? Oh, that's right. I think Cassie told me that.
As a guest.
Yeah, well, that's, and you know, I could see, he's Crypticon. So Crypticon is basically, what kind of thing is it?
He was a host for that show.
Crypticon, in fact, I've gone to probably 15 of these around the country because of my films. I usually have gone and, with beautiful Joe Sholin and Chris Smolke, also from Minnesota. And I got to tell you, in the last few years, these horror conventions have erupted all over the country. And for example, Microwave Massacre now, I have a million fans out there, mm-hmm. and they're all under the age of 30. All these kids are into the older, it's new stuff now, but they're into all the Hellraiser movies.
Oh, yeah.
Andy Robinson's going to be there, also, I guess, with me. From Dirty Harry and
Hellraiser movies. Good. He was so good in Dirty Harry.
And these kids are they're just a rabbit now. About all the, there'll be 5,000 people there for us.
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
Yeah, Jesse's hosting the Unexplained or something.
The Unexplained?
Some show that's like stories of unexplained.
Can you imagine stuff? Jesse Ventura telling you a scary story? I mean, you couldn't. You'd have to start laughing.
He's actually not bad on it.
Really?
Yeah, and believe it or not, I'll be into you because my TV show is coming back. Craig Muckler's Hollywood Showcase into next year. In fact, one of your competitors, maybe, but he's a cool guy listening right now, is Lou Pizarro, Repo Radio.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's actually going to be involved with me on my TV show.
Well, that's wonderful. So, and where's the TV show going to be and what day does it start?
Well, I was in Los Angeles doing a number of episodes. I have a great director now, and Andy Watson, local guy here, and Bob Cummings is my co-host. So it's, we are hoping to even shoot at an HBO type of thing. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
or
right.
True TV, where Lou Pizarro had his big show, Operation Repo. So
right.
It's a combination, variety, talk show. I just want to be totally different from the Tonight type shows, right? But they're all the same.
No, they are absolutely. They are indeed. Craig
Muckley. They're all political. Yeah. And of course, I have to have you on, too, right?
Come on a TV show and it scared people. All right, you little brats. It'd be phenomenal. Come on, scare everyone. Craig, I got to tell you my favorite Jackie Vernon joke of all time, because I adore Jackie Vernon, right?
Oh, yeah. That is one of
my favorite. He walks on The Tonight Show one night, and he goes, "So, Johnny, I'm changing my name. I'm changing my name to Nosmo King. I got it from a no-smoking sign."
Nosmo King?
I thought it was one of the great Nosmo King.
That's great, man.
It does sound like a name,
that's
right?
That's great.
Nosmo, how you
doing? No, it's great.
All right, Craig.
He was so high-witted. It's amazing. I mean, he became like my father.
Oh,
my
he's
God.
Phenomenal.
I mean,
I'd
go over at Christmas time, and he'd I tell you, even around the table at dinner, he's so high-witted. These jokes would just fly out of his mouth all the time.
Very funny. Very funny. He's the only guy I ever heard. He walked out on the Ed Sullivan Show and said, "I had a lot of trouble in high school. A couple of girls got me into trouble." A couple of girls got him pregnant. Oh, okay. Well, So, Craig, when you're back in town, give me a buzz. I'd love to have you back on the show, man.
Yeah, Tommy, also, because people ask me, even lose, you know, I have a lot of fans around here, obviously. Yeah. It'd be great to come on your morning show sometime, too.
Absolutely, Craig. I'd love to have you on the morning show.
Actually, I'm also good friends with Jeff Pazzo.
I wouldn't tell anyone that if I were you.
maybe not. After he retired, I think he and Marianne had to go into hiding, maybe.
No, that's exactly right. You're absolutely right. Craig, stay in touch, Pally. Thank you for your time today.
You bet. Well, I really appreciate this. Big time.
Oh, thanks for coming.
Every time, because I lived in L.A. for years, every time I came back, everyone said, you have to listen to the Tom Bernard Show, and I did. And you are one of the best. Period.
I've always loved you. Did I ever tell you that? Thanks, Craig.
Well, thanks so much for having me on. It's an honor.
We'll talk again, sir. An honor to have you on. Absolutely. Craig Muckler, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, man. This weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, thanks.
We'll be back with the family.
It's Tom Bernard with North American Banking Company CEO and my buddy, Michael Bilski. Michael, let's say somebody has a plan to expand their business this year. How can North American Banking Company get that job done?
At North American Banking Company, we'll take time to understand the customer's needs and wants and their plans for the future. Once we have a good understanding of that, we'll try to solve their financing dilemma. We won't take a cookie-cutter approach to any financing situation.
Wonderful. So if I need cash to expand my podcast, you got a plan for me too?
No.
Thank you.
I see where this is going.
Well, we love working with you. We can help any business, including a podcast, that's already very successful.
Who's better than you? That's what I want to know.
You
I still
are.
Never liked you, though.
You are.
No, I never. Don't try to make up. I don't. Why not bank with my banker, North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Tom Bernard here for Whiting Clinic LASIK and Cataract. There's no better time than now to ditch your contacts and pitch your glasses. Whiting Clinic is the place I trusted to do this for me, and it's not just me. There's a reason Whiting Clinic is the number one LASIK practice in the United States. Dr. Whiting's unsurpassed experience, the most advanced Contura laser technology, and lifetime coverage are all backed by Whiting Clinic's best price guarantee. Being the experts they are, they wanted to make sure you have the very best for your eyes, just like I did. Call now for Whiting Clinic's $500 off LASIK savings. If you're like me, not a big fan of glasses and contact lenses, then it's time you found out if you're a candidate for LASIK. And Whiting Clinic is definitely the place to go. Call 855-554-2020 today or visit whitingclinic.com to set up your free LASIK consultation. Remember to tell them that I sent you and save $500 on your LASIK.
Offer good for a limited time. Call Whiting Clinic for details. Good for both eyes only. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Was that Dave?
No comment.
I just call him Double D now. That's
Double
it.
D.
I'm going with Double D. Darkness Dave. Double D. 36 Double D. That's what we're going to call you from now on. So, Darkness.
Yes.
Oh, he's serious. Yes.
Speaking of Double Ds, do you know why Ariel, the Little Mermaid, wears seashells?
Why?
Because her boobs aren't big enough for D-shells. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Bad joke.
Make sure you come in this weekend. It's going to be on. I just realized something, and thank God, it was one of those just stream of consciousness things, which you were talking about.
Yes.
When you first came on 20 minutes ago or whatever it was, you made a comment about this woman. And then there was this woman, and I was going to say, Cassie. Only I was going to do it in pig Latin. But then just before I did it, I realized I would be calling her Assy K. So I decided against it. I decided against calling her that.
That's our safe word.
Assy K. Our safe word. You have a safe word at the house, do you? That's fantastic.
Well, used to be butternut squash, but when the ball gag is in, it sounds like better not stop, and that doesn't work.
Oh, God. Why don't you grow up, for Christ's sake? God. Is it ever going to happen?
I'd like to believe it won't. Thank you.
Hey, I have a question for you. Now, you lived, where did you go to college again?
Winona State.
Winona State. Did you hear about this church in Winona, what they did?
No, what happened?
It was on the news yesterday. I can't remember the name of the church, but it was in Winona. At least they said it was in Winona. So apparently they sold the church, the building, and the minister and his wife took the money and built a $1 million house for themselves. Oh, like, what is that?
Well, you know, it's a job if you can get it. It's not a bad deal.
Yeah, it's like the Church of Christ in Winona or something like that. But
sure.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's the church that while we were there, a drunk kid drove through the front doors.
Could be.
Some breaking news. Michigan just became the very first state to ban all flavored e-cigarettes.
Wow.
Complete ban.
That's good. That's a good move.
Passed today.
What are our kids going to learn on? First chalk cigarettes and now e-cigarettes? Good God.
Man, we had the candy cigarettes when I was
those
little.
Were that's right.
Those were
yeah,
good.
Those chalk ones. You that wrapped in paper and you puff on them and out that comes that little puff dust. Of powder so it looked like smoke.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. I forgot
about
those.
They had a little
red
tip, the little pink tip painted on them.
And by the way.
They were terrible.
Then you'd bite the top off of your wax root beer bottle and drink it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, they were good.
Yep, I remember that.
Still the cigarettes were terrible. And your Topps baseball cards.
I don't know if it was a cultural thing or whatever, but I know the little candy cigars. The other ones sold. The pink owls did not sell in my neighborhood because they looked like
really?
A penis.
Well, they
did. They looked like a penis.
They don't still make those, do they?
I don't think so.
Aren't
no,
they made out of bubble gum?
Yes.
Bubble gum.
Chocolate. There was a chocolate one. There was a pink one, and I don't know, then some other one.
Probably blue.
But yeah, because White Owl was the actual cigar. That was a real cigar.
You know where
White
they still
Owl.
Sell all that stuff? It was Mexico.
What?
Mexico still sells all that stuff.
All that candy?
Yeah, all the old stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
You go to Mexico, they still sell it.
I guarantee you can go down to the biggest candy store,
Jordan?
Belle Plaine.
Yeah, they'll still
have
it.
Belle Plaine?
They have all that old nostalgic candy.
Are they okay? Because didn't somebody hit them?
Leave it to Nick to know where you can get your contraband 1980s candy fix.
No, I just happened to be down. I was in Progressive, Mexico, and I went to the store, and I'm like,
Stan,
I haven't seen any.
You were building houses for homeless, I understand, and you happen to stumble in, and there's a couple of candy cigarettes. What could you do?
Yeah, I was like, I haven't seen this stuff in like 25 years because all it was the old school candy. We must
that's
send it
we
all
shipped
there.
It to Mexico.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We send Mexico. It all there.
All right. So tell me about the show. We got less than 4 weeks away now. I guess it still would be. What night of the week is on Thursdays?
Thursday nights. Yeah.
So it's 4 weeks from tomorrow night. Actually, is what
9
it is.
P.m. Yeah. 9 p.m. Correct.
And actually, for any of the listeners, I will be out at Crypticon this weekend, and I'll actually be hosting a panel discussion with Doug Bradley, who will be your guest tomorrow, Pinhead from the Hellraiser series.
I used to work with Pinhead. Matter of fact, several
I think he still did.
Different Pinhead, Tom. Different Pinhead.
That's a different Pinhead, okay.
This is the Cenobite, the evil Pinhead. That was just a straight-up Pinhead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, there was a dad in my neighborhood, and anytime one of the boys, because he had like three little girls, three daughters, so you'd do anything in front of me, going, "The hell are you doing, Pinhead?" I call everybody Pinhead all the time. Like, oops, sorry.
It's tough having three daughters.
Oh God, in North Minneapolis, it'd be a tough road to hoe. Okay, so four weeks from tomorrow night, what can we expect?
Well, you know, the show is a paranormal themed show. It's we're going out kind of following up on the famous cases of Hans Holzer, who is considered one of America's first ghost hunters. You know, if you were reading books in the 60s and 70s on ghosts, Hans Holzer was one of the authors because he wrote, I think, 160 some books on the paranormal. So we their family has opened up the files and allowed us to re-examine some of these cases with new technology and new information and see if we can close it. And I love it because a lot of it seems it's almost like a crime procedural.
Oh, it
we're
is.
Really
See,
digging
I like
through.
That. I would like.
Yeah,
that.
Because you know, there's a couple of great cases that I don't know how much I'm allowed to say, but I'll say one: the Oceanborn Mary House. Is a famous ghost, has a pirate involved, an amazing story.
Pirates.
And we de-evolve this story and find the really remarkable aspect of the story behind the story. So a lot of these cases have, you know, they've looked at specific things to some of these stories before, but they've missed the backstory, and we've gone back and found it. So it's pretty exciting. I'm excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, I can understand that. And how many episodes did you shoot?
We shot 10 episodes.
10, yeah. That's pretty normal these days, isn't it? 8 to 10 episodes?
For the first season, yeah. The if they like it and people tune in, I'll be picked up hopefully for a season 2, but that'll be 26 episodes, which, you know, the good and the bad of it is it's 26 episodes, a great payday and great exposure for my radio shows, but that puts me on the road 26 weeks a year away from Ass EK. So...
You'll be away from Ass EK.
That's right. Loserford.
Yeah, Loserfred or Ass EK. I'll answer
yeah. either. Yeah, Loserfred. She looked at me when I called her Loserfred. She was like, what the hell does that mean? I said, Winifred, Loserfred.
Yeah.
That's right.
And now Ass EK. She's got all kinds of nicknames.
It's my alter ego.
Your alter ego right there.
How many names do you have?
I don't even know. Honestly, I didn't know my real name was Winifred until I started school.
Oh, really?
Because they did roll call.
Well, you didn't use it when I first met you. And I said,
no,
you should use that
everyone
name.
Called me, my parents called me Cassie. And then I found out my real name was Winifred, and it's a family name, but nobody called me Winnie or
it's
Winifred.
It's a good name, too.
Yeah, that's why Dave calls me Winnie, because he loves it so much.
Good name. It is a good name, absolutely.
I would have gone by Winnie when I was a kid. They
that's
just
a good
called
name.
Me Cassie.
They
would have called you Winnie.
She was checking into my event. At the Palmer House, she comes in to check in, and she's like, yes, Cassie Plummer? And I'm looking, and I don't see a Cassie. I see a Winifred. I said, I don't have a Cassie. I have a Winifred.
Where is the Palmer?
And she goes, oh, that's me. And I go, wait a minute. Well, where does Cassie come from? She goes, that's my middle name. I go, you have an awesome name like Winifred, and you're going to go by Cassie?
Yeah, that's what I said, too. I said the same
and
thing
she
to
goes,
her.
She goes, well, that's it. I said, no, I'm calling you Winnie. You're my Winnie Cooper. And that was that.
Winnie Cooper.
And then a friendship began, and there you have it. Now she's Winnie, and my family, everybody in my family calls it. It's funny because her brother-in-law and sister and dad are so used to Cassie and everybody, and they kind of don't know what they should call her around me. So
you know, I suppose, yeah.
It's emotionally distressing for the family.
But see, I really like that. My grandmother's name was Wilhelmina, and they called her Minnie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I loved Minnie. Minnie was wonderful.
Well, how I got Cassie was my middle name is Cass Stevens.
Yeah,
not
Cass
Cat,
Stevens.
Not Cat Stevens.
Cass Stevens, yeah. It's a full name, isn't it?
Stevens.
Cass Stevens.
It's my grandfather's last name.
Yeah.
And they called him Cass in the Navy. And that's how they got Cassie.
Yeah, yeah.
See, my mom was a Winifred, but she went by Sissy. My grandmother's a Winifred. She goes by Jakey. It's a Southern thing. Everybody has nicknames.
Sissy, Jakey,
and it has nothing
S-E-K.
To
do.
I had a great Uncle Shorty. I had a great Aunt Cuda. I have a cousin Snooky.
Yeah, it's like
her name's Elizabeth.
It's like the same in
what
the black
are you,
community.
Hillbilly?
It's the same in the black. It's the same in
North
the black
Carolina.
Community.
That
you
is
got,
hillbilly names.
You got Ray Ray and all kinds of different names. I met a Ray Ray yesterday.
Oh, did you?
We're heading over to Cooter and Snooky's to have
Cooter
a little mix.
I probably have a Cooter somewhere in my family.
honey, don't ever say that out loud again.
I would say I might have cooties or whatever you
Cooter.
Said. Cooter, okay. Yeah. That's different. Yeah, it's different than a cootie.
No.
Yeah.
I got to tell you a story when we get off air.
Off air? Oh, it's that good, huh? Something you can't even say on the show.
I can't.
That is not good news right there. So, so we got to get you booked on the morning show.
Oh, sure. I'd love to. Thank you. Thank you for thinking of me. Yeah, closer to when the show airs.
Yeah,
I'd love
we'll,
to come on.
Yeah,
and
we'll
I'll,
do
I'll, like
I'll set
off.
It up with Lastman.
Lastmental.
Do it. The
and then I'm doing.
Last hole.
And then I'm doing the Ghost Hunt Live Salem on October 4th. So I'll be out there for that. Yeah, it's exciting, man. And then, there's GalaxyCon, which is coming. And what is that, November, honey?
November 8th through the 10th, I believe.
GalaxyCon is coming to Minnesota. Jeez, Tom, this thing is huge. Everybody that's anybody's going to be there. I think they've got Shatner. They've got Nichelle Nichols, who played Uhura. They've got Walter Koenig, who played Chekhov. They've got George Takei, who played Sulu. He'll be on head.
Oh, my. Institutionalized.
Right.
Settle down.
So he's. They've got cast members of like every major sci-fi show. And everything, and they've included me in the mix, so I'll
Wonderful.
Be a special guest on hand for Galaxy Quest. Plus, David Tennant will be on hand, my favorite doctor from Doctor Who. So, and Catherine Tate. So there's a lot of huge names at GalaxyCon. And since they added me, Tom, I had to do the obligatory plug for it. So I hope you don't mind.
I understand that. Absolutely.
Michael Rooker, I believe, is going
to be. Michael Rooker. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
He's the one who told his story about his voice on the KQ Morning Show.
He did.
He got clotheslined.
That's why his voice is the way it is. I love his voice.
Yeah.
He's got a very interesting voice, as a matter of fact. So, you know, but yes, well, as we get closer, I want you to come on the morning show and talk about your TV show. It's going to be on the Travel Channel, correct?
Yeah, Travel Channel. It's going to be fun. Well, maybe one day in October we can get together and have listeners call in and share ghost stories.
Absolutely, great idea. We will do that. And by the way, I want to thank you too. Whether it was direct or indirect, but I think the world of Scott Walter, man, what a great guy.
Yeah, he really is. He's just a sweetheart of a guy. He's funny, intelligent, everything I'm not. So he is the yin to my yang.
Yeah, you and I can balance out the scales on the opposite side of Scott Walter. It's true.
So, he's just one of the nicest guys. As a matter of fact, when he showed up to your show yesterday on my timeline on Facebook, he was on. He was with me on air the exact same day. 5 years ago at the state fair. One day I'm just like, hey Scott, we're going to be recording at the state fair, when and where? That's all he said. And
phenomenal.
He showed up like a champ and did the show with me and sat in a little fishbowl out on Machinery Row, and we had a great time.
Yeah, it is a wonderful deal. But yeah, we'll stay in touch and all this stuff on this show, on the morning show. It'd be so great if we had a bunch of local people making it big on network television, on national television.
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, well, and it's Scott and I will be both Travel Channel compatriots. So I told him hopefully next season. Because, he was such a good guy. There were a few times we ran into things when I was on the road with this shoot, and the Masons would come up.
I would contact them.
And I'm like, hey, I know you're a brother. You can't really go into secrets, but am I even in the right path in believing this? And he'd go, oh no, that's not even close to the truth. This is what the Masons believe. And he would set me straight, or he would say, you know what, while you're there, look for this, and if you see this, then you might be onto something. So he was a great adversary. And there's a few things we're looking at shooting for season two, and if it comes to fruition, I've asked him, I said, man, would you join me on the episode? He's like, dude, I'd love to. So I'm hoping that'll work out in the future.
No, that will be fantastic. And I know that ACK is all excited about it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's 26 weeks away from me. She gets a break.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I'm partying it up at the Schrader household while Dave's gone. It's called laundry.
Yeah, laundry. What a party. We're doing laundry. Yeah, it all works out in the end. All right, young man, we'll stay in touch, and we will see you soon, hope. We got to get out to dinner again. We've been planning it for months. We'll get it.
Just say when before you snowbird. Let's get together.
Snowbirdy. I like it.
All right.
All right, young
man. All right, talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
We'll be back with the family.
Tom here for Sabre Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Right now, Sabre and Bryant are teaming up to offer 0% financing for 36 months when you buy a new Bryant furnace. This is the perfect time to replace your old furnace with a new trouble-free, energy-efficient furnace from Sabre. And when you buy Bryant equipment, you're getting one of the most trusted names in the industry. This 0% offer is available for a limited time. Call Sabre Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning to find out more, and please tell them that Tom sent you. Sabre and Bryant, whatever it takes.
It's Tom telling you that you can lose an average of 26.2 pounds on the 40-day weight loss program powered by Nutrimost. I lost 92.5 pounds in less than 5 months, thanks to the Sheehy brothers and the Ultimate Wellness and Weight Loss program powered by Nutrimost. And I encourage you to let them help you lose weight as they teach you how to stay healthy and keep that weight off. Take it from me. Having a coach keeps you accountable, and it makes achieving your goals so much easier. Let the Ultimate Wellness and Weight Loss Program powered by Nutrimost help you. Schedule your immediate consultation or attend the Nutrimost free dinner at 6:30 p.m. on Monday, August 19th at Jake's in Plymouth. Call now, 763-333-7337. That's 763-333-7337. Study data comes from client-submitted data to a third party for tracking of daily weight loss and progress is new to most weight loss programs. See website for full disclaimer details.
Wrong song.
It is the wrong song.
Sounds like it, though. It does sound like it. The first night. Whatever happened to Jet? That was great first album and then just disappeared.
I know, right?
Happened what a lot Jet, back then.
What was Jet again?
They were a band.
That's some good songs.
There was like a throwback band that came around early 2000s, but they had that classic 2001. Rock to them.
Kind of like 70s.
Oh, it's not The Jets.
No, just Jet. Just Jet.
Yeah, because The Jets were.
But they had some really good songs, like this one. It was great songs. Yeah, great writing.
Cold-hearted bitch.
Yeah. But this was their biggest hit by far.
Yeah. Well,
they had a few albums. They had one in 2001, 2003, 2006, yeah, but nobody 2009. Listened to them. Well, they were Australian, they were much bigger in Australia. Yeah. They actually, the Get Born, their first, charted 26th here, first in Australia. Shine On charted actually better than their first.
So then they're huge in Japan.
Let's see here. It doesn't list the Japan positions.
Because Japan follows all Australian music.
They love Australia
now. Right. Yeah, they do. Yeah.
They went from loving France to England to America to Australia.
Yeah. Yep, seriously, we came out with hip-hop rap, they left us like a hot potato.
It's the worst music. Well, it's not even music.
Well, no. They just, their culture doesn't accept the videos with guns and drugs and girls with lingerie in the back. So they just shouldn't. Left it.
You're absolutely right.
Good for
this
them.
This gun thing in music videos should never be allowed.
I saw this last year in the whole country of Japan. There was two crimes committed with a gun.
Really?
Yeah.
In the whole country?
In the whole country for the whole year.
So it should have. Were they suicides, hopefully?
They didn't give details.
Why not?
And in this country,
two in a minute?
Oh, no. It was the number. I couldn't even read the number.
Well, we allow everything now. We will let anybody do whatever the hell they want. There's no punishment for anything anymore.
Oh, there's no repercussions.
None.
Even well, murder, 99, you get out in a couple years.
I would guarantee that 95% of gun violence is either suicides or gang activity.
It is. Yeah.
So have you guys heard this thing about, it's called jail years?
Jail years?
So if you
go to jail for X amount of years?
No. So if you get 10 years in prison, you're sentenced to 10 years in prison.
Yes.
Then you have to calculate it to jail years. It's not real. You can Google it. It gives you a time place. Yeah. So you already get the time you're arrested to time you go to court and time you get sentenced.
Why?
You get 2 years off of that. It's called jail. Yeah. And so if you get sentenced to 10, you're only going to do 3.
Oh my God!
It's a breakdown system in the state of Minnesota. It's called jail years, and it's not the actual years you get sentenced
just
for.
Ridiculous! You can do anything now.
First degree murder.
It's called the good time calculator.
That's it. Good time calculator.
So let's see: 10 years, length of time the judge credited client for time served. I don't know. We'll just say 30 days. Type of offense: felony. Was the crime violence? Yes. Was the crime convicted before? Yes. Was it a sex offense? Yes. Just make it the worst we can.
Yes.
You'll get nothing.
Sexual offenses and two or more violent crimes are not eligible for good time.
Well, that's
good. So you can be violent, but only once.
Twice. No, twice. You can be violent twice. But yeah, you don't really get sentenced to what they sentence you to.
Let's see. You got a 10-year sentence. You committed a felony violent crime. You will serve 8 years, 5 months. So you get a year and a half off if you're
months,
good
yeah.
in prison. So, hey.
Time served.
But I've good seen, behavior. I've
no,
seen,
it's not time served. That's just...
But good behavior, I mean.
Yeah.
I've seen murder people get out in 20 years for first-degree murder.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah. That happens all the time now.
That's not fair. What happened to life in prison?
Yeah, what happened to the person who's dead? They're still dead. That's the thing.
People in prison is expensive, and we're...
It is, yeah.
For some reason, we're against the death penalty now.
Which most people in America are not.
Well, we do
the
imprison
penalty.
More people than the whole world combined.
We do, yeah.
Well, that's because we won't do anything about our gangs.
That's actually a statement that's actually not true. We imprison more people than every other first world country combined.
Yeah, right. Well, right.
Yeah, I have a feeling the jail, like, there's probably about 100 million people in jail in China that we don't know about.
Yes.
And neither does anyone else.
And you go to some of these countries like Colombia and all, they have jails that they just build and they stick you in and nobody runs them. Nobody runs those prisons. They just run themselves.
Yeah.
It's just like a
They're basically concrete boxes full of people.
Yeah, that nobody runs. They run themselves. They're their own entity.
I can't take it.
The vast majority of people in our jails are from gang activity, but we don't have any. We don't do gangbusters anymore. We don't do, patrols of areas known to have a lot of gang members and, you know, break their activity
up. There's one that's really known in Colombia. It's a big, huge prison, and no, there's no guards. Nobody runs it. The prisoners run it. And then there's an outer wall in, like, 20 feet space. So yikes. People the prison considers outcasts, they throw them over the wall into the outer wall. So they're just between the prison wall and the outer wall, and they have to survive out there just on rainwater and rats and stuff.
How the hell do you do that?
And people throw all their crap over the wall.
Oh, God.
So, and nobody takes – there's no staff, so there's nobody. So talk about inhumane.
Yeah, I know.
That's a brutal place right there. Well,
hey, you know what? It's – this whole situation where you know if you leave the state fair through the main gate on Monday night, there's going to be violence. It's every year now.
Yeah, but we haven't made, though, compared to places like the Sudan.
And, oh, well, yeah. They just cut your head off.
it's every 5 minutes somebody's shot and killed.
Well, my brother-in-law was doing some business over in one of the, I don't know, Saudi Arabia or Abu Dhabi or some damn place. He's sitting in the town square having lunch. All of a sudden, there's this hubbub. They roll out a guy in the middle of town square and cut his head off right during lunch hour. It's like, okay, well.
I think the Sudan's probably the most violent right now.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, I don't really understand this whole deal.
And nobody talks about it in this country. You go to Europe and watch the news, it's all over the news there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But here, blackout. No, the media blackout.
They will only cover stuff that white men do now.
Yep.
Because they're mad at daddy or something. I don't know what the hell it's all about.
People are always talking about, oh, you only see white men commit all these mass shootings. That's because the media doesn't tell you about the rest of them. Well, there was just one at two schools were playing football against each other, and apparently someone didn't like the result and shot up the place. Didn't really hear about that one because it wasn't about white supremacy.
No, that's exactly right. Well, they kind of burned themselves on the Dayton thing, too, because that one wasn't white supremacy.
That one was not
either.
Even close. But a lot of people still think it is because the media told them so.
Oh, that's the whole problem with the media and Hollywood right now. They're appealing to morons who will believe anything you tell them.
Do not believe anything the media tells you.
No, God. You're a moron.
Even social media posts. You'll see them, they'll get like 500 likes, and the statement's so untrue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just pure lies, but no one...
Yeah, no one cares.
Twitter is so astroturfed that you could... As long as some people want it to be the truth, they'll pay people to post fake comments and give fake likes and everything.
That's
and
true.
If you disagree, you're drowned out by the hundreds of thousands of people.
I saw a post the other day by the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey. And I looked at all the people who liked it, and they were all people who didn't live in this country.
What did they like?
They liked this post. And I looked at all the people who liked it, see if there's anybody I knew, and they were all Somalians that live in Somalia.
That live in Somalia?
The people who didn't like what?
People who liked his post.
What was his post?
I don't know. It was just some post about...
Oh. Well, I mean...
But it was a lot of Somalian that live in Somalia.
And what was the site?
No, it was just Facebook.
That's what I mean. It was Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I got several people asking me to come back on social media, but I probably shouldn't. Should
no,
I?
You if you definitely
do, if you
shouldn't.
Do, no, if you do, you go on, do an Instagram page. Mm-hmm. Safest. Instagram's completely safe.
Oh, it is?
Yep. And you can post whatever you want. You can turn all the comments off if you want. Mm-hmm. And you can do the same with Facebook. You can open up a Facebook page and turn all the comments off so nobody can comment on anything. Nobody can post on your page. Nobody can post on my page. They can comment. They can't post.
What if your buddies want to say hi to you?
They can post.
They can.
They can comment. They can't post on your page.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Because then you get, once you have a following, people put all their crap on your page. And it just waters down your page. Mm-hmm. You don't want all that crap on your page.
No, yeah, but stay away from Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitter stay away from Twitter.
Is totally compromised.
Yeah, Twitter is just dangerous.
It's people paying.
They want to fight you.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
They're not physically?
It's probably 80% paid posts or likes. And the rest are just mentally ill people.
But Instagram's your safest.
I can see that. Did you hear about the message, the email that I got from Doc Ketchmark?
Mm-mm.
Said a guy came up to him and said, "Doc, is it true that you're friends with Tom Bernard?" He goes, "Yeah, it's true. We're friends." Well, is it true he's an asshole?
I get that. I get that every once a week.
They ask you if I'm an asshole.
Once a week.
Why do they think that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Or you get it too?
Oh, yeah.
Why do people think I'm an asshole? I don't really get it.
I don't know. I don't either. I asked them the same
Somebody
thing.
Somebody told them.
No, I asked them that question.
I wonder why they think that.
No, I asked them that same question.
Yeah.
I always say, why do you think that? And they go, well, he's so opinionated about it. Like, I'm opinionated about
it's
everything,
It's my
too.
Job, you dumb bastard.
I'm just as opinionated.
He's so grumpy all the time. I'm like, well, he's reading what's in the news.
Exactly.
But people don't get it. If you didn't have a strong opinion and you accepted everything, then you would be nobody.
I'd be boring.
And you would be nobody. Right. You wouldn't have a career.
That's
correct. You have to have some kind of controversy to propel you forward, and your controversy just happens to be your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's not fake. That's
because,
the other
thing.
Because if you want
me to be
fake,
that's
like
not
Hollywood
how
is.
The region you're in acts. They follow the herd where you didn't.
Yeah.
So that's what's part of your success. I said, it's one of the nicest people. I always tell everybody that asks me that question, and I get asked it, I'd say at least once a month.
Really?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I say, one of the nicest guys I ever met. And
talking about Andy? So it's because I'm opinionated.
And then they instantly don't say anything.
And they probably think that you're an asshole because you're successful.
Yeah, there is that.
And I'm actually known as a nice guy. So when I say that you're a nice guy, they go, oh, okay. And because I'm...
That's weird.
I'm known as a nice guy.
How the hell did you pull that off?
I don't know.
Yeah, you want to talk about
even people that
look
hate me.
Look over here, ladies and gentlemen.
Even people that hate me, they'll say at the end of the thing, but he's
anybody.
A really nice guy.
I don't know anybody hates you, though.
Oh, there's people that hate me, but they'll say,
why?
I don't know. People don't like when you get success in this town.
Well, that's true. The success in Minnesota is not a good thing.
They don't like it.
Unless they gave it to you.
Yeah.
You suck.
You get successful. They don't like it here. Because I'm not, I'm not from here. God forbid.
Yeah, I suppose.
I put 11 years in downtown.
That just amazing. Because nobody ever asked me if any of you guys are assholes. I wonder why that is. Well, look at the face she's got over here.
Well, I'm known as a nice guy. So.
Yeah, well, you're known as a nice guy. And then we have ACK, so you already
nice
know what you're
doing. Nice to everybody.
You are nice to everybody. That's true.
People used to, when I used to do Tony Fly, remember Tony Fly? He had
the
show. I used to do his show a lot. People used to ask him.
What?
The same thing they ask about you.
Oh, if Tony Fly was an asshole?
No, if I was.
Oh, if you were?
Yeah, to Tony.
Because I like Tony Fly. A lot of people did not like him.
I love Tony.
Yeah, he's
a great
guy. He's a great guy.
Right from Italy, man.
Yeah.
First generation American.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy.
He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, a lot of people thought he's a flaming prick. Nope. I don't know where you got that. Because
he's an East Coaster from Italy.
Oh, well, that'll do it, yeah.
Where's he at now?
He's in L.A.
He's in L.A.
He's on Sears.
Oh, okay.
He's doing well.
He's getting paid.
Way more than, son of a bitch.
He must be a asshole.
Maybe more than Fox 9 would ever pay him.
I know.
Yes.
Like 10 times.
On the fly
he got like
fly,
10
but.
Times the salary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. No, that does amaze me, though, because I was trying to think if anybody asked me if somebody I know is an asshole, and they don't ever ask me that.
I've only got... Ever. I think you're the only person anybody's ever asked me that.
Okay, great. Boy, look at the time. look at the time. Time to wrap it up, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know.
But I do, every time, 10 out of 10, say, nope, you're one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
That's what I say.
And as soon as I say it, and I think they genuinely believe me because I'm a nice guy.
Well, maybe. You know, one of the things that I have learned is... And I'm not talking about acting black here. That's a whole different thing. But I am an urban guy. Like, I'm not afraid of anyone or anything, or I'm not letting anybody push my friends around, and I'm very protective and all the rest of it. And I think that the honky elite, they don't like that.
No.
They don't like urban people. And they actually don't like urban black people either, but they would never admit that.
Never say it.
No,
they'd never admit it. See, and therefore, I get the brunt of it because I'm a honky, so they can go after me.
Well, and when you get to the number one morning show.
Well, that's a big part of it, too.
Yeah, your lightning rod.
That's very
true. You understand that, right?
I do.
You knock down who's on top.
I would like to stay and do more, but I can only be around really great guys like L.A. Nick for so long. and then it starts to rub off and it'll ruin my career.
I didn't say great. I said nice.
Oh, okay.
There's a big difference.
There's a huge difference. You're right. We'll talk to you tomorrow with the family.